Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you ready for this weekend? Can this weekend live up to last weekend? Man, it's going to be tough. We want to bring in a guy that knows everything about the game that we really, really like having on the show. He's been with us before. He's from the Athletic Football Show. His name is Robert Mays, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Doing well, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, we are looking forward to talking to you. First of all, is there any way this weekend can live up to last weekend's? I can't see it. I hope it does, but what a great weekend last weekend was.
Yeah, I don't think so, just because we need four good games, and there are only two. So
there you go.
It's almost
math.
Impossible.
It's a numbers game. We're not very good at math on
this
show.
No, we don't do math on
this show.
Yeah,
no, it's,
and even the quality of it, even if they're both great, you know, it'd be hard to match. I mean, I was at the Bills-Chiefs game, and, you know, that's a game I'll remember for the rest of my life. You know, you watch those two guys play against each other, and it's like watching – I compared it to like a Godzilla movie. And it's like two monsters just fighting to the end, and – not having Josh Allen as part of this again, I feel like it's almost impossible for it to be as good as it was last weekend.
Let me ask you,
somebody who appreciates Joe Burrow.
Yeah, the fact you were at the game, what was it like when there was 13 seconds left and they scored and the Bills scored? Like on TV, it just felt like the life got sucked out of the stadium. But I kept looking at that little 13.
It did, and it was. But that was kind of the strangeness of that final 2 minutes, is that the life got sucked out and then reinvigorated multiple different times. It was the strangest end of a game, obviously, that I've ever seen, just because of how many times it seemed like all hope was lost, and then suddenly you're back in it. It was almost hard to comprehend in the moment because of how much was going on.
So with that game, of course, moving it forward with Chiefs Bengals coming up on the weekend, is that something that the Bengals could look at and go, okay, maybe if we get into a shootout with the Chiefs and the way the Bills do, that's our path to success against this team? Or is that just because Josh Allen is an alien?
Oh, I think that that's absolutely the path. I mean, it's the same as when they beat them in Week 17. You're going to need to score. And you look at that game, and the reason that the Bengals were in is because they had several big plays. You know, you have those two long Jamar Chase touchdowns. You have another explosive Jamar Chase touchdown, the one down the right sideline, and they need those plays. I think that there's no probable reality where the Chiefs score less than 27 points. So if you understand that, then you have an understanding and an idea of what you need to win.
Who do you like in that game?
The Chiefs. I mean, you look at it, and there's just no good answer at this point. You know, the Bills were the best defense in football for most of this season, and there was no stopping Kansas City last weekend.
Right.
You know, there's just how comfortable they are now playing the style of football that they have. You know, Patrick Mahomes didn't have a pass of more than 20 air yards in that game. And they move the ball at will. He's totally fine taking what's underneath now and being patient. And if they're going to do that and they're going to run the ball efficiently, which they have over the last few weeks, including in that game against the Bengals, there's no good answer. There's no good answer. There's just a safer way to lose slowly. That's really the best way to play against the Chiefs at this point.
So, Robert, we'll flip over to the other game of Rams and Niners. So at what point does Jimmy G rear his ugly head? Because I kind of feel like this is the perpetual, like, he's going to throw up five balls every single game that all Niners fans are just crossing their fingers and going, please don't pick that off, please don't pick that off, please don't pick that off. Like, where does it rear its ugly head, or is this defense so good that it could just cover up Jimmy's mistakes?
I think it might be a little bit of both. You know, if he throws two, can they overcome that? If he throws one, we've seen them overcome that multiple times. Even in that Week 18 game against the Rams, he just threw that mind-boggling interception over the middle of the field, and they still managed to win the game because of how well their defense has played and how well they've run the ball against this team. I mean, they're a bad matchup for the Rams, and I don't think that's crazy to say considering they've beat them six times in a row. You know, a Rams team that has done a lot of damage against the rest of the league has struggled against this Niners team, and it's for a specific reason. You know, the Rams, this year's version especially, they crush you when you bring extra bodies at the quarterback. If you're going to blitz them, they are going to burn you down. And Matthew Stafford was the best quarterback against the blitz this season in the NFL, and it wasn't particularly close. The Niners don't need to do that. You know, their front four can take over a game. They had five sacks the last time these two teams played. Their defensive line is a mismatch for anybody. And the way that their guys in the back end cover space and just the way that Fred Warner is playing right now, it's a toss-up game to me. And when you consider the fact that the Niners squeaked into the playoffs, it's kind of strange that we've gotten to that point. But while the Rams' ceiling is higher than the Niners' ceiling, the Niners are constructed in such a way that it makes it hard for the Rams to get to their ceiling.
Robert, when we talk about the Rams here, it's like a tracking device is on Odell Beckham Jr. when we're watching the game. It's like you only see one player out there if you're a Browns fan. Just your thoughts on Odell Beckham Jr. and what he's been able to do. I don't want to lead you either way. I just want to say his name and hear your thoughts. Odell Beckham Jr.
He's a really good player. We always knew that. And the Browns, for whatever reason, couldn't get the most out of him. I think it was a lot of the quarterback. And my understanding of, not even my understanding, but my hypothesis about the Browns-Odell Beckham situation is that it became a fairly untenable situation for everyone else in the locker room, and you have more to worry about than just this year. If you want to think about, all right, what does this mean moving forward if we kind of let this fester? And I think you have to take that into consideration. The Browns are one of the youngest teams in the league. They're one of the youngest teams in the league. We wanted this to be the year for them because their roster was so good, but it doesn't have to be. You know, this is something that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are taking on for the long haul. And I think it's important to keep that in mind when you look at a move like the Odell Beckham one. It's not surprising to see him succeed in an offense like this, with a quarterback like this, in a wide-open passing game that can take advantage of what he does well. It can be true at the same time that it was okay that the Browns moved on from Odell Beckham and that Odell Beckham can help the Rams win a Super Bowl. You can hold both of those things in your mind concurrently.
Robert Mays, The Athletic Football Show, which is must-listen, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, we went down the road. Let's keep going. What do you believe the demise of the Cleveland Browns was this season?
I think the quarterback didn't play well enough. And the one of the reasons the quarterback didn't play well enough is that the circumstances of the offense changed compared to what they were in 2020. And when you have to play with backup tackles for a huge chunk of the year, and not only backup tackles, but a starting left tackle that's not necessarily playing up to the standard that you would hope in his second year, things start to crumble a little bit. And you start to search for answers on offense, and it becomes more difficult because it feels like you're putting out fires all the time. You know, this isn't working, so what if we did this? Well, that isn't working, so what if we did this? And you start scrambling a little bit. And I think that's what happened. I think that the struggles of the quarterback and the lack of confidence of the quarterback and his not believing necessarily what he was seeing all the time. I mean, that's how you start to see these things unravel. And I think that's what happened. If you're a Browns fan and Baker Mayfield is the starting quarterback there again in 2020, I think your hope is the infrastructure is better around him and he's healthier and we can get some version of the 2020 Browns offense again. I don't think that's necessarily the most realistic thing in the world. I think if for this team to get where they need to go, they probably need a quarterback who's better than Baker Mayfield. But if you're trying to spin it in a positive direction, that's what I would say.
Robert Mays from The Athletic Football Show, The Athletic. You wrote a story back in July. It was How should the Browns handle Baker Mayfield's contract situation? And well, it's complicated. That was the headline. You wrote that in July. How do you think about that today?
I think about it a little bit differently. You know, I came into that coming into the season thinking if he played the way he did in 2020, is he worth committing to moving forward? And there are a couple different reasons that circumstances have changed. One, he didn't play very well, and now it becomes even more complicated. Two, watching that game on Sunday that I was at and watching what this season has looked like in the AFC, do you feel comfortable about Baker Mayfield going toe-to-toe with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes for the next 10 years?
That's a hearty no.
Wait, 216-578-0092. We'll be talking about this for the next 6 months. Keep going.
That's it. And that has to play into your thinking. And there are only a handful of those guys. It can't be as simple as, well, we need to go get one of those guys. But I don't think you can tie yourself to a quarterback with a defined ceiling when you survey the rest of the landscape in the league and especially in the AFC. My thought about Baker Mayfield always was they roll with him until they can find a replacement. Unless there is a clear upgrade, then you roll with Baker Mayfield. And I assume that's what's going to happen. You know, when Andrew Berry said after the season that we're comfortable going into 2022 with Baker Mayfield as our starter, he's not lying. That's exactly what they are, because he's making $18 million a year. And when you consider the financial landscape of the position, Baker Mayfield for that price is more than doable. You can stomach that. At the same time, their ears and eyes should be open to any possible avenue for an upgrade. And I would assume that it will be.
So the Browns sit at $28 million in cap space in the offseason. They could easily get close to 40 some odd if they move on from Jarvis Landry, maybe J.C. Treader, that kind of stuff. Where do you think this roster needs the upgrade in the offseason?
Pass catching. Just point blank period. They need some juice at those positions that they have not had. And, I mean, obviously with the Odell Beckham thing aside, but looking up in next year and looking at what the roster currently consists of, they need more than Jarvis Landry at his price tag and whatever else they have on the roster. I assume that, you know, Landry's time there will be over and that they will use that money to go chase some sort of upgrade, or they'll look at it in the draft. I mean, they will use real resources on it. Look at the way that Andrew Berry has done this. You know, even with Baker Mayfield on his rookie deal, this team was number one in the NFL in cap spending on offense last season. That's what they believe in. You know, they believe that offense first football and building around the quarterback and building through offense is the surest path to be good year to year in the NFL, which is correct. So I would assume that now that there are holes on their offense that didn't exist last offseason, they will use some of those big ticket resources on upgrading those positions and getting some juice on that offense.
Yeah, as good as the offensive line looked on paper last year, I mean, you got Jack Conklin got hurt at the end of the year, and we're kind of still up on the air. Is that resources still the way you look at it, is especially with Malik McDowell and what just happened with him, would you look at offensive line as more of a priority or defensive line?
Well, it depends on what happens with Treader, but I think that, you know, your four Treader, spots yeah. outside of the center are solidified. You'd hope that with better health luck, that offensive line returns to being one of the best in the league last year. It's still pretty good, I mean, when all those guys are on the field together. So I would definitely look at defensive line, but I don't think that, you know, we'll see what happens with Clowney. You know, when you look at the way they've built their defense and the way that they've allocated their resources on the back end, they drafted first round corner and they'll pay that guy. And I think that them drafting a corner over a pass rusher last year to me is indicative of where their mindset is. The fact that it's more important to have more corners and one centerpiece pass rusher. So I don't think it's necessarily a guarantee that they pay up for Clowney or pay up for a replacement when you think about the way they're trying to build that team and that roster. I think it's more likely they try to go get somebody to catch the football rather than spending for another guy on the edge or a defensive tackle with the McDowell situation.
Robert, would you do the Matt Stafford trade for Derek Carr if you're the Browns?
I'd do it for one first-round pick.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the Matthew Stafford trade's hard to parse, right, because we don't know what was the Goff deal and what was the Matthew Stafford resource allocation, what was the Matthew Stafford price tag. if Matthew Stafford is one first-round pick and taking on the Goff contract is another first-round pick, then it may be possible that Derek Carr is worth one. When you look at the Carson Wentz deal, you know, I think that is a reasonable price tag for Derek Carr. And if I were the Browns, I would probably do that, yes, because I just think he's enough of an upgrade over Baker Mayfield.
Robert, as always, we love talking to you. So who do you like, just quickly, who do you like this weekend, both games, and who do you like in the Super Bowl?
I mean, I like the Chiefs in the NFC Championship game. In the NFC Championship game, I guess I'll pick the Niners. I don't feel good about it. I just think it's going to be a great game. And then I'll probably, if in that situation, I would probably pick the Rams to beat the Niners. Or excuse me, the Chiefs to beat the Niners.
Right.
If the Rams win, I think the Rams could beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. But I think the Niners just would have trouble keeping up in the firepower that Kansas City has. I don't know if they'd be able to match that blow for blow.
He's on the Athletic Football Show, Robert Mays. Thank you so much. We always love talking to you, and we appreciate your time.
And congrats on Eberflus.
Absolutely, guys. Talk to you soon.
Congrats on
Eberflus. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.